It is Monday, January 6, 2025, and here are our readings from our daily reading plan in view as we together as a family of families through God's Word seek to keep His face in view so that we can know Him more and make Him known all the more. To do this today, we're going to be reading Psalm chapter 5, verses 1 through 12, 1 Chronicles chapter 6, verses 31 through 81, and Acts chapter 10, verses 24 through 33. We're going to begin today with Psalm chapter 5, verses 1 through 12. Give ear to my words, O Lord, consider my groaning, give attention to the sound of my cry, my King and my God, for to you do I pray. O Lord, in the morning you hear my voice, in the morning I prepare a sacrifice for you and watch. For you are not a God who delights in wickedness, evil may not dwell with you. The boastful shall not stand before your eyes. You hate all evildoers. You destroy those who speak lies. The Lord abhors the bloodthirsty and deceitful man. But I, through the abundance of your steadfast love, will enter your house. I will bow down toward your holy temple in the fear of you. Lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness because of my enemies. Make your way straight before me, for there is no truth in their mouth. Their innermost self is destruction. Their throat is an open grave. They flatter with their tongue. Make them bear their guilt, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels because of the abundance of their transgressions. Cast them out, for they have rebelled against you. But let all who take refuge in you rejoice. Let them ever sing for joy and spread your protection over them, that those who love your name may exult in you. For you bless the righteous, O Lord. You cover him with favor as with a shield. 1 Chronicles chapter 6, verses 31 through 81. These are the men whom David put in charge of the service of song in the house of the Lord after the ark rested there. They ministered with song before the tabernacle of the tent of meeting until Solomon built the house of the Lord in Jerusalem, and they performed their service according to their order. These are the men who served and their sons. Of the sons of the Kohathites, Heman, the singer, the son of Joel, son of Samuel, son of Elkanah, son of Jeroham, son of Eliel, son of Toa, son of Zuf, son of Elkanah, son of Mahath, son of Amasai, son of Elkanah, son of Joel, son of Azariah, son of Zephaniah, son of Tahath, son of Asir, son of Epishaph, son of Korah, son of Izhar, son of Kohath, son of Levi, son of Israel, and his brother Asaph, who stood on his right hand, namely Asaph, the son Berachai, son of Shimei, son of Michael, son of Bashai, son of Malchijah, son of Ethni, son of Zerah, son of Adonai, son of Ethan, son of Zima, son of Shimei, son of Johath, son of Gershon, son of Levi. On the left hand were their brothers, the sons of Merari, Ethan, the son of Kishai, son of Abdi, son of Maluch, son of Hashabai, son of Amaziah, son of Hilkiah, son of Amzai, son of Bani, son of Shemir, son of Mahali, son of Mushai, son of Merari, son of Levi. And their brothers, the Levites, were appointed for all the service of the tabernacle of the house of God. But Aaron and his sons made offerings on the altar of burnt offering and on the altar of incense for all the work of the most holy place, and to make atonement for Israel according to all that Moses, the servant of God, had commanded. These are the sons of Aaron: Eleazar his son, Phinehas his son, Abishahu his son, Bukai his son, Uzai his son, Zerariah his son, Merioth his son, Amariah his son, Ahitub his son, Zadok his son, Ahiamaz his son. These are their dwelling places according to their settlements within their borders to the sons of Aaron of the clans of Kohathites. For theirs was the first lot. To them they gave Hebron in the land of Judah and its surrounding pasture lands. But the fields of the city and its villages they gave to Caleb the son of Jephunneh. To the sons of Aaron they gave the cities of refuge, Hebron, Libna, with its pasture lands, Jatir, Eshtemoa, with its pasture lands, Hillin, with its pasture lands, Debir, with its pasture lands, Ashan, with its pasture lands, and Beth Shemesh, with its pasture lands, and from the tribe of Benjamin, Gibeon, Geba, with its pasture lands, Alemeth, with its pasture lands, and Anathoth, with its pasture lands. All their cities throughout their clans were 13. To the rest of the Kohathites were given by lot out of the clan of the tribe, out of the half-tribe of Manasseh, 10 cities, to the Gershomites, according to their clans, were allotted 13 cities, out of the tribes of Issachar, Asher, Naphtali, and Manasseh in Bashan. To the Merarites, according to their clans, were allotted 12 cities out of the tribes of Reuben, Gad, and Zebulun. So the people of Israel gave the Levites the cities with their pasture lands. They gave by lot out of the tribes of Judah, Simeon, and Benjamin these cities that are mentioned by name. And some of the clans of the sons of Kohath had cities of their territory out of the tribe of Ephraim. They were given the cities of refuge, Shechem, with its pasture lands in the hill country of Ephraim, Gezer, with its pasture lands, Jokmeam, with its pasture lands, Beth Horon, with its pasture lands, Ajalon, with its pasture lands, Gath Rimmon, with its pasture lands, and out of the half-tribe of Manasseh, Anir, with its pasture lands, and Belim, with its pasture lands, for the rest of the clans of the Kohathites. To the Gershonites were given out of the clan of the half-tribe of Manasseh, Golan, in Bashan, with its pasture lands, and Ashtaroth, with its pasture lands, and out of the tribe of Issachar, Kadesh, with its pasture lands, Dabereth, with its pasture lands, Ramoth, with its pasture lands, and Anim, with its pasture lands, out of the tribe of Asher, Mashal, with its pasture lands, Abdon, with its pasture lands, Hukuk, with its pasture lands, and Rahab, with its pasture lands, out of the tribe of Naphtali, Kedesh in Galilee, with its pasture lands, Haman, with its pasture lands, and Kiriathaim, with its pasture lands. To the rest of the Merarites were allotted out of the tribes of Zebulun, Rimmono, with its pasture lands, Tabor, with its pasture lands, and beyond the Jordan at Jericho on the east side of the Jordan, out of the tribe of Reuben, Bezir in the wilderness with its pasture lands, Jahaz with its pasture land, Kedemoth with its pasture lands, and Methath with its pasture lands, and out of the tribe of Gad, Ramoth and Gilead with its pasture lands, Mahanaim with its pasture lands, Heshbon with its pasture lands, and Jazir with its pasture lands. Acts chapter 10, verses 24 through 33. And on the following day they entered Caesarea. Cornelius was expecting them and had called together his relatives and close friends. When Peter entered, Cornelius met him and fell down at his feet and worshipped him. But Peter lifted him up, saying, "Stand up, I too am a man." And as he talked with him, he went in and found many persons gathered, and he said to them, "You yourself know how unlawful it is for a Jew to associate with or to visit anyone of another nation, but God has shown me that I should not call any person common or unclean. So when I was sent for, I came without objection. I asked then why you sent for me." And Cornelius said, 4 days ago, about this hour, I was praying in my house at the ninth hour, and behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing and said, Cornelius, your prayers have been heard, and your alms have been remembered before God. Send therefore to Joppa and ask for Simon, who is called Peter. He is lodging in the house of Simon, a tanner, by the sea. So I sent for you at once, and you have been kind enough to come. Now, therefore, we are all here in the presence of God to hear all that you have been commanded by the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord remains forever. And the whole human race, oh, happy now.